Second thing that the fear of God will produce in your lives. I found this one real interesting. Proverbs 8:13. I just looked up fear of the Lord and found these things, and the Lord gave me seven things. Amen. That's all I did. And it was amazing to see these things the Bible says. Proverbs 8:13. Proverbs 8:13. When you get there, say amen, because I want you to see this one. Amen. I don't want nobody to think I'm making something up. Amen. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is, sounds like a definition coming, amen, is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth. He gives some examples, amen, do I hate. In other words, the second thing the fear of God will produce in your life this morning, now I'm recording this for all internet world out there, don't misquote the pastor tomorrow, but the fear of the Lord will produce hate in your life. You say, Pastor, you ain't supposed to hate. We're supposed to love, right? We're supposed to get along, compromise. That's a bad word, by the way. Not really, but a lot of times it is. Amen. But you think about, as I heard one preacher say before, what they're not looking for is compromise. They're looking for unity. Amen. But you think about simply saying today that the fear of the Lord will produce a hating in our lives. A hating. I ask you today, is there some things in your life that you hate? I ain't talking about cutting grass. I'd say amen. Amen, Brother Neil. I know Brother Neil's with me. Amen. I hate cutting grass. I ain't talking about that either. Amen. Nor am I talking about some bad food you don't like this morning. Amen. Oh, I got some foods I hate too, right? No, I'm not talking about that. But the fear of the Lord will produce a hate in your life. That's what this verse says. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Then he lists some things and the Lord says, I hate these things. I ask you today, do we have some hate in our life? I believe if we take this morning and we have a right fear of God in our life, it'll cause us to hate evil. It'll cause us to hate the evil, wicked, sinful things that we see going on around us. It'll cause us to hate some of these things and that's going on, the wicked, evil things that's going on in our country. Amen. The things that's going on in families around us and the things that's going on in churches around us. It'll cause us to hate seeing those things. I hate seeing those things, don't you? I hate it. You think about, I hate to see people being taught false things and being led astray, don't you? I hate people being told, oh, it's okay to drink, next thing you know they become a drunk when the Bible says stay away from it. I hate people being told this music's okay, and the next thing you know they wind up doing because of the things they hear in all this music and stuff nowadays. I hate people being told these things. You think about today, folks, hate evil. The Lord hates evil. The fear of the Lord will cause us to hate these evil things. You've heard it said, and I believe it's true, although some people criticize this statement, and I believe some people use it as a scapegoat at certain points, but that's another story. You've heard it said, we're to love the sinner but hate the sin. Amen? And I believe that's true to a big point. That we're not to hate nobody. Amen? We shouldn't hate those people that are doing some of these evil, wicked things. I hate that person because they did this. No, that's wrong. The Lord don't hate them and we shouldn't hate them. Amen. The Lord loves them, for God so loved the world. That includes those people. But we should hate the wicked and the evil things that they're doing. Amen. Those sinful things. And that's not just them. That's anybody that does those things. It's the sin. Amen. It's not them. And that's where a lot of people get confused. You think about today, we should never love sin, should we? We should hate it. Instead, as God's people, what we do a lot of times in our lives with sin is we want to love it. Oh, that feels so good. That's a good thing. We want to love sin, right? Hide it in our hearts. We want to take and hold on to it, right? We want to enjoy it, right? Oh, and we make excuses for our sins. There's another thing, right? Rather than the fear of the Lord. We say, I don't see nothing wrong with that. You might not, but God does. Have a fear of Him and do what He says. Lord, help me too. Amen. We need to have a fear of God. It produces a cleansing and hating of some things in our lives. You think about, instead, we need to have a fear of God. Hate evil, but not the person. Amen. That's doing the evil, if you will. God loves everyone. Amen. May I say today that we shouldn't hate the murderer, but we ought to hate the murderer. Amen? The sin. Amen? We shouldn't hate the abortionist, amen, that commits the abortion, but we should hate abortion. Amen? You see where I'm going this morning? We shouldn't hate the bomber this morning, but we ought to hate the sin that he committed that's wrong. Amen? We ought to tell him Jesus loves him. Amen? And that he can be saved. The terrorist. Amen? The robber. Amen? Yes, they robbed. Yes, it's wrong. Yes, they need to be punished. And we should hate people that steal. Amen? But you hate the act of stealing is what I'm trying to say, but not that person. Amen? Not that person, because but by the grace of God, you and I might be some of these people or things. Amen? You see this morning, we're no better than they are, but by the grace of God. You think about the drunk this morning. We shouldn't hate them and say, boy, look at that. And God hates sin, so I'm hating that drunk. No, that's not what I'm saying this morning. But we should hate what alcohol does to a person's heart in a person's life. Amen? You think about the wreck that it causes. And even this one, and this is the big one nowadays that a lot of people want to bring up, is the LGBT, and they even added on some other letters, and I can't remember what they was this morning to put on there. It's not important. You get the picture. We shouldn't hate those people. Amen? We ought to love them. We ought to share with them the gospel. And we shouldn't walk around afraid of them. Lord, help us. We should instead share with them the gospel just like anybody else, because they have a soul and they need to be saved too. Amen? Now, I know what the Bible says and all those things, but who's to say if they can still be saved or not? Amen? Our job is to share the gospel just like with anybody else. Amen? And then the Lord has to work and do His work in a person's heart and a person's life. I'm simply saying this morning, we ought to hate the sin, not the sinner, if you will. We ought to love that sinner. God hates evil, and if we take and we have a healthy fear of God, it'll cause us to hate sin in people in this world today and the wickedness that we see going on. All our sin in the end, you think about, there's only one way to have it gone, and that's under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one way, amen? He's the one that can cleanse it, wipe it away, and get rid of it. He loves you so much that He died for you that He might take and cleanse and wash away those sins in your life that He hates. Because He loves you, amen? No matter what you've done, He loves you, but He don't love what you're doing. I think about, as a parent, you can really relate to that, can't you? A whole lot better. You can say, oh, I love my son, but boy, I sure hate what they're doing. Amen? You understand. And that's the way it is when it comes to the Lord too, I believe. You think about simply today, a fear of God will produce, if you will, a hating of some things in our lives. Romans 6:23, you know the verse, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. These wicked, evil, sinful things, you know what they produce? Death. Amen? You think about today, because all of us are sinners. Amen? The Bible says that. All are sinners. Amen? We've all come short of the glory of God. You think about, there's none righteous, no, not one today. All have sinned, every one of us. But you know what? We can be saved by the grace and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning if you'll but come to Him. You see today, folks, the Lord loves you. He doesn't love the sin, amen, and the things that you're caught up in, but He loves you and He wants to save you and wash away those sins today. Today, as believers, and I know this, I try to be careful with this. A lot of times we walk around and say, he's a Christian, she's a Christian, and this and that, and this is a personal thing, okay? I'm giving you a personal Gerald, okay? I'm not talking about you. You say what you want to say. I have a hard time calling people Christians, even myself. I try not to use that word. I prefer the word believer. That's just my own personal two cents, okay? You say, why do you say that? Because what's a Christian mean? Little Christ, Christ-like. And I'll be honest, I have a hard time looking at myself a lot of times and saying, I am Christ-like. I ought to be. I should be. You ought to be. Amen. I'm trying with the Lord's help to be. But when I look in my standing, I am perfect. Amen. All my sins are gone and forgiven. But in this state and the flesh and everything I live in down here, a lot of times the things I do and the way I act ain't Christ-like. But I am a believer and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe He saved me. He's forgiven me. He's washed my sins away. And He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be, as the song says. Amen. You think about, I'm simply saying this morning that you think about, I'll read to you what I had here in my notes. Today it's time that we as believers start being Christians. It's time that we as believers start being Christians and have a fear of God. Amen. that we have a fear of God like Jesus did, Christ-like. That we have a fear of God instead of loving sin and playing with it. Instead, we hate it. Why? Because we fear God. You think about if we had a fear of God, it produces a cleansing and a hating in our lives. But the third thing it produces in our lives, you say, boy, that's kind of hard. I know it is. Let me give you one that's a little bit lighter, if you will. It's Proverbs 14. The fear of the Lord produces seven things in our lives. Proverbs 14 and verse number 27. A lot of them is found in Proverbs and Psalms. Proverbs 14, 27. The third thing that the fear of the Lord will produce in our lives, real quickly. Proverbs 14, 27. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Notice he said, the fear of the Lord is a what? Fountain of life. Compare that with this verse. Proverbs 19, 23. Proverbs 19, 23. If you want to flip over there, just a couple chapters over. Proverbs 19, 23. Notice this verse. The fear of the Lord tendeth to what? Life. It kind of sounds similar, right? The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. And he that hath it, what's the it talking about? The fear of the Lord. Amen. The person that has the fear of the Lord. He that hath it shall abide satisfied. He, the person that has that fear of the Lord, he shall not be visited with evil. The third thing I believe this morning, the last one we'll look at this morning that the fear of the Lord produces in our lives is it produces life-giving. Life-giving. You say, what do you mean by that? A fountain of life. It tendeth to life, as both verses said. In other words, it gives life. Amen. When you take this morning and you have a right fear of God in your life, you know what it's going to produce? Life. Amen. It's going to produce life. Life, yes, when let's talk about the easy pickings, life here on this earth. Amen? Because if we've got a right fear of God and we stay away from a lot of these things the Bible tells us to stay away from, and then unless a lot of these places that we shouldn't be going where a lot of these things are taking place, we're going to more likely have a longer life than if we didn't. Amen? You think about simply drugs. We ought to stay away from them. What happens a lot of times? Somebody's around where drugs are, alcohol are, and what happens? Some tragedy happens. Amen. I think about a lot of times I see stuff on TV, those tragedies, and I say to myself, I say, that's sad, but they shouldn't have been there. You ever think that? You think about the fear of the Lord can be something that gives you life. Amen. A longer life, tends to life here on this earth, but also, even more importantly, the next. Amen. In other words, that if we have a fear of God in our lives, if a person fears God, you know what they'll do? They'll get saved. Amen? They'll get saved. They'll get saved. Why? Because they fear God. Amen? They have a respect, a reverence, an awe, a terror. You think about it. I'll give you one perfect example. Hell. Amen? Hell. A person, why? We don't preach on hell anymore. That's part of the reason why there's no fear of God anymore. The fact that if you don't get saved, you're going to spend eternity in a place called hell. A real place with fire and all the other things we could go into talking about. Literal place. You think about, I'm simply saying today, but if you have a right fear of the Lord, if you get saved, amen. I think about many people, why they get saved? Because they don't want to go to hell, amen. They see how wicked they are, and boy, they see how bad hell is, and I'm getting saved, amen. I know what Jesus did for me. I'm asking Him to forgive me, amen. You think about that fear, and the Bible talks about, I believe it's over in Peter, it talks about, and some save with fear, and I'm paraphrasing, but saving some with fear, pulling them out of the fire, and others with compassion. And you think about the fact this morning a fear of God will produce life in a person because they'll take and have longer life, if you will, on this earth, but especially eternal life. You think about simply today, if you've been saved, you've been saved from the penalty and the punishment of your sin eternity. Amen? There is no hell. You won't see hell because you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, is your Savior. You think about a fear of God will produce life in your life. I ask you this morning, if you're here, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning? Do you have a fear of God? Do you have a fear of hell? May I encourage you today, there's no need for you to fear hell. Amen? Because you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved and instead be excited about heaven. Amen? And know where your home's going to be. And know that you're not going to that place. You think about this today, though, for those of us that are saved, I ask you this. Do you have a fear of the Lord in your heart today? If you do, it'll produce a cleansing. It'll produce, amen, some giving of life, but also produce some hating. I ask you today, how's the fear of God in our lives? Instead of the fear of the Lord, have we grown to fear men instead and to fear the things that we see around us? David said back in Psalms 34, he was delivered from all his fears and all his troubles, but he had a fear of God. May the Lord help us to be like that today. You think about this morning as we close. Instead, have we grown to fear men and enjoy the things of this world more than pleasing God and having to fear Him? I think we've become lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God and more than fearers of God. May I say this morning one more thing, if you will. In Psalms, if you'll turn back with me there real quickly, I'll get back to this spot. Excuse me, Proverbs. I'm going to the wrong spot. Proverbs 19:23, it said this, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide what? Satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil." In Proverbs 19:23. I ask you a question this morning at the beginning of the message. And I told you it may seem out of place, but we tried to bring it around at the end. I ask you the question again in closing, are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? You say, how does that connect? Look at the verse. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide what? Satisfied. You see, today I thought about this. You know, a lot of times maybe why we're not satisfied is because we don't have a fear of God like we ought to. We don't have a fear of the Lord like we ought to. And therefore we're not satisfied. Why? Because we're lusting after the things of this world that do not satisfy rather than the things of God. If we had a fear of God, amen, we would be satisfied. We'd be content with the things that God's given to us. In whatsoever state I'm in, the Bible says, paraphrasing, therewith, be content. I ask you today, are you content? Are you satisfied? If not, it may be because you don't have a fear of the Lord in your life like you ought to be. Instead, you're trying to satisfy with the things of this world rather than what God has that does satisfy. Let me turn to one more verse of Scripture because this one spoke to me in closing. Acts chapter number 9. Acts chapter number 9. And everybody here pretty much is church folk this morning. And so I'm going to share this verse and I hope you take it in a personal way because I know I did when the Lord showed it to me as I was studying this. Acts 9:31. If you read the first verses here in chapter 9, it's talking about Saul, amen, and how he got saved, and we know the Damascus Road and all those things, and then how, of course, some of the other believers were fearful of him at first, thinking, you know, this is the man that tried, you know, was wanting to kill us and all those types of things. Then they realize there is a change and they can trust him. You read those verses, you see all that. But pick up down in verse number 31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified. And here's what they did. Notice this. And walking, that's every day as they went about, right? Walking in the fear of the Lord. That's what these early churches walked in. Not the fear of Saul and what he could do, but instead the fear of God because of what they had seen God do. They had a fear of the Lord, which is what we ought to have. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. They walked in two things, the fear of the Lord and the comfort that the Holy Spirit had given them in their hearts and lives. But notice the last phrase, and this is the one that stuck out to me. What happened because they did this? They were multiplied. Now I thought about that. I said, you know, maybe if we take as God's people and we had a right fear of God in our lives like these people had, and we walk in the Holy Spirit and we walk in the fear of God like we ought to, it would produce a cleansing in our lives, cause us to walk different, do things different, amen, act different, Guess what? People around us see the difference, and then they get saved too. And multiplying takes place. Why? Because of a walking in the fear of the Lord. May the Lord help us today not to take and walk in the trying to get along with everybody and trying to bring the stuff in. No, we're going to walk in the fear of the Lord. We're going to do what God says in His Word. Amen. May the Lord help us. Do you fear the Lord this morning? And are you satisfied? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for everything that You've done. Thank You.